Welcome to the 92nd Navigator. I'm Joel Brooklyn. We're talking this week about getting out of harm's way. And with the storms that have hit recently in Florida and in Texas and in the islands, it's been a really, really difficult time for a lot of people. And, you know, when we talk about getting out of the way of storms, you know, one of the things we look at is just some of the developments. And, you know, in looking at the aftermath of the storm as a native, or a 20-year native, I should say, of South Florida, you know, it's when you look at this and you realize, you know, it could have been significantly worse than it was, right? Still, people have problems, power's out all over the place, there's flooding. But what we were looking at earlier was a Category 5 hurricane, which would have just absolutely destroyed everything in its path. And I've been to places like Punta Gorda on the west coast of Florida after Hurricane Charley came through, and it looked like a war zone, like somebody took a bomb and set it off because there was literally nothing left of the town. And we didn't have anything like that, thank God. And one of the things that's interesting is just the developments that we've seen in terms of construction, and in terms of notice, letting people know. And so we've got tremendous advances in storm tracking where we can see the storms. And as I'm listening to the coverage, they're literally telling me within corners and blocks and individual communities where specific, you know, what the gusts are, where we have tornado warnings and where tornadoes have touched down in real time. So it's really incredible when you think about some of the developments. And the other side of it is when you look at what's happened from a construction standpoint, and a lot of it in Florida came through Hurricane Andrew, where you saw the town of Homestead absolutely devastated. Well, what came out of that was a just renewed need to make sure that building codes are put in place to ensure that structures meet a minimum threshold for wind protection. For people that choose to ride out a storm, they at least can have peace of mind that their houses or the structures that they live in were built to certain standards, meaning they could take the impact of 130 or 140 mile an hour wind. So they could ride out a storm if they chose to. But the other side of it is just having the technology to know where the things are going to touch down, right? Knowing in advance where things are going to happen. And getting a much better idea than we had even 5 or 10 years ago in terms of paths of storms and being able to really identify the trajectory and tell people, warn people ahead of time so that they can get out of the way if they choose to. If you know of anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and ask them to subscribe. The link is joelbrookman.com, and from there they can get onto other links to iTunes or to Stitcher, or they can pull on the podcast. And if you haven't subscribed yourself, I just ask that you go to iTunes and hit the subscribe button. And if you'd be so kind, if you could leave us a review, that would be very much appreciated. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges. Clear your mind. Use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 92nd Navigator. We're going to talk about the concept of deciding when you run from a storm or a natural disaster when you have some forewarning. For today, just appreciate some of the developments that we do have. The fact that you can be warned earlier. The fact that construction has gotten so much better that you can withstand some of the storms that we see. If you've come through this storm and you're safe, take a moment to just reflect and be thankful. And if you're in a place where you are out of harm's way completely, again, just appreciate where you are. Take that moment to acknowledge that you're safe and be appreciative of what you have.